This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark. This is Debbie. I know that we're in escrow with our sale and all, and this is a little bit awkward, but I was just wondering if you could tell the buyers that we decided we don't want to include the fence in the backyard with the sale. It's got some sentimental value for us. Hope that won't be a problem.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. I can't believe I got Debbie to call in and record that Rockford bit. She is a talented writer and speaker, very educated, but not interested in being a ham. So, and she read it very well. I think she might originally be from Alabama, if you detected a little accent. Speaking of accents, we're going to have a guest from New York, although he's not born and bred in New York, so I don't think I recall hearing a New York accent, but he is the CEO president of Berkshire Hathaway New York Properties, located in the heart of Manhattan, or if you're from there, you just say the city. So he's coming on in the second segment. The fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. First, as I have been doing for the past 83 weeks, I've been telling you the median price of what's in escrow. Every week, I would tell you how many listings are pending, what's in escrow. But the last 83 weeks, I'm also including the median price. And the last couple of weeks, the last several weeks, it's been coming down. This time of year, I guess higher-end homes are not selling, pulled off the market. And the number of pending has come down a little bit. Although I've got a nice twist with my year-to-date stats that I'll tell you about in a moment. But for the week, this is the 48th week of the year. So for the week ending November 28th, 2025, we had 66 listings in escrow, with a median price of only 1.8. Now, last week it was 1.850. But before that, it was, you know, over 2 million. And, it's just, you know, going back, it was 2.5 million or higher. 1 year ago, I happened to count, we had 50 listings in escrow at the end of the week for the week ending November 28th, 2025. Today, we have 66. Last year at this time, the median price was 2.9 million. Today it's 1.8 million. What does that mean? Well, taking a look at year-to-date sales, let's take a look at first the first 6 months of 2025. The median price was 2,650. So no wonder last year at this time we had a high median price for what was in escrow, because that's what happened the first 6 months of 2025. A lot of high-end property sold. 2,650 was the first 6 months of 2025. And then for a long time, we were year to date, we were at 2.5 million. And now today it's 2,480,000. So it's kind of come below 2.5 million now and then, but it's still up near 2.5 million, which is still 10% higher than last year's 2,250,000. So, okay, first 6 months, 2,650,000. We're averaging 17 days on market. That was the median days on market. And last year, year to date, it was only 13 days on market. So you take a look at the first 6 months of 2025, and it was 15 days on market. This is the median number, which are, you know, it's low. It's low. And not as low as last year's 13. The fact is, the first 6 months of 2024, I remember I used to have a clock. I guess I forgot to bring that over. The first 6 months of 2024, the median price was 11. The second 6 months of 2024, the median price, I'm sorry, the median days on market was 11. The second 6 months of 2024, the median days on market was 18. Okay, so we see a change. So the first 6 months of 2025, The days on market median number was 15. So it got lower than the second 6 months of 2024. Year to date, it's 17. So what I did for the first time is I took a look at, well, we're not at the second 6 months of 2025. We almost are. We've got 5 months. And I took a look, and guess what? The days on market is 23. Looking at the last 6 months of 2025, almost finished. But so that's interesting. Taking longer to sell. The median price, $2,350,000 for almost the second 6 months of 2025. But year to date, it's $2,480,000. And the number of sales, this is the real surprising number, the number of sales for the what's the last 5 months of the year so far, not quite the second 6 months of 2025, it's 18.9 sales per week. The first 6 months of 2025, it was 17.42 sales per week. And that was like two sales higher than the year before, which was two sales higher than the year before that. So that's impressive. Across the country, you're hearing and seeing that people are, it's not as strong as a seller's market, and a shift in the country. But Santa Barbara so far, now you might say, okay, but the median price came down. But I think that's predominantly attributed to lower price home selling rather than the value of your house went down. Now, it depends on what neighborhood you are in, what price point you are in. To shift over without Montecito and Hope Ranch, year to date, median price $2,126,000. Last year was $2,035,000 year to date. Year before that, it was $1,009,000, and before that, $1,009,000, and before that, $1,007,000. So that median price without Montecito, you might say, well, why didn't I take out Hope Ranch? Well, I should have. But when I started, and you know, there's so few sales in Hope Ranch, I should have always included Hope Ranch and Montecito as one group. But what can I do? I can't go back 27 years and change it unless we get that new machine. I think Elon Musk got it pretty soon. We'll be able to go back in time. So, all right. So that's a pretty, that was an eye opener for me to take a look at the progression of the second 6 months of 2025. Montecito only $6,250,000 year to date. Last year it was $5,825,000. Before that, $5.5 million. Before that, just under $5 million, $5.5 million. And then before that, just under $5 million, 2021. So Montecito again, driving that train, nothing to do with cocaine. That was a song. And we're doing well. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. I wish we had gotten Stevie Wonder's song about living in the city, skyscrapers and everything. We got the CEO, president of Berkshire Hathaway New York Properties, Stephen James, coming up. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.